Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolam and Linda Bellingham. Episode 4, Old Problem.
Faith, stop staring. He's getting embarrassed.
I'm only looking at his banana cream pie.
Why don't you order one of your own?
Just want to imagine what it tastes like.
So you're not having any?
I'll have some if you will.
No, thanks. That salad was enough for me, but that won't stop you, I'm sure.
Yes, it will. It's no fun if you're being so sensible.
It's self-preservation. Since Richard started doing meals in the wine bar, he's been using me as official taster. My constitution can't take it.
Well, you are getting to that age when you have to have everything steamed.
Oh, you're such a comfort. Well, I'll settle up then, shall I? Excuse me, could I have the bill?
Sir. No, it's okay. It's my treat. Think of it as an early birthday present.
I don't want to think about my birthday at all.
Of course you do. Everyone loves birthdays.
Not me.
Well, I do. I want to do something nice on your birthday.
Whether I like it or not.
You haven't told me what you want.
Nothing.
That chap by the door's wearing a nice jacket. Don't you think that sort of mustardy yellow one?
You mean the one dressed like a bingo caller?
I was thinking of getting you a jacket like that for casual wear.
Please, don't.
Well, I'll get you something you really need. Paul Brand gift voucher. Turbocharged, I'm afraid.
You see, that's the reason why I don't like birthdays. Stupid jokes about age.
I was being perfectly serious.
I hate all those ridiculous cards where they stick the pages together and it says on the front, if you can't open this, you're past it.
Damn. I'll have to buy you another one.
What I want as a birthday present is no mention of my birthday.
What about a karaoke night?
No.
You could sing La Bamba.
I don't want to.
Well, I could plan you a surprise party and then tell you about it so it wouldn't be too much of a shock.
My idea of a nightmare is for a dozen people to leap out from behind a sofa yelling surprise.
Well, I didn't realise you felt so strongly about it.
Well, now you do.
This was quite a nice evening out till you got all ratty.
Oh, come on, let's go. Are you paying or shall I?
Just a sec. Waiter...
Madam?
Could I just have a quick look at the dessert trolley?
Oh.
Joe, about time. Come on, get in quickly. We'll be late.
I can't exactly move fast, can I?
Thought you'd be dead keen to get that plaster off.
We'll have to wait ages anyway.
Where have you been?
At a job interview. I start tomorrow.
You've got a job?
Brilliant deduction, Mum.
So what sort of job is it?
Local.
I mean, what are you doing?
Dealing with the public.
How exactly?
In the comfort of their own homes.
Selling?
I prefer to call it providing a service.
Selling what?
Carpet cleaning.
You've got a job knocking on doors trying to get people to have their carpets cleaned.
What's wrong with that?
What's the salary?
It's not a salary exactly, but the earnings potential is unlimited, Derek says.
Who's Derek?
Marketing manager. One guy makes 500 a week.
You're on commission only?
I'll be able to buy my own flat soon.
I think you might find it tougher than you think.
Oh, thanks for your support.
Joe, there's a lot of walking involved. You might find it takes a while for you to get the full strength back in your leg.
Walking will be good for me. I need the exercise if I'm to return to sporting fitness.
I bet you've been looking forward to today. When we get back from the hospital, we'll perform the ceremonial dumping of your plaster cast in the dustbin.
I'm keeping it. It's a valuable document. A collector's item.
I'm sure the Antiques Roadshow will be fascinated.
It's a symbol of what I've been through.
So, you want me to take it home with me, do you?
No. I'm going straight to Barry's after the hospital. I'll take it with me.
You running short of conversational topics?
Who's the card for?
Put that back.
Oh, it's not one of those soppy ones. Sometimes I just look at you and smile. The rest of the time you've got your clothes on. That's brilliant. It's for Bill, is it?
It might be.
Is it his birthday?
Yes, but please don't mention it, Joe. He doesn't want anyone to know.
You're joking.
No, I don't understand it either, but some people are funny about getting older.
How old are you next birthday?
Mind your own business.
Bill?
Dennis, where the hell have you been?
What are you doing out here?
It's a nice day.
But it's lunchtime.
I'm having lunch.
Not a normal lunch.
It's perfectly normal to sit in the park and have a sandwich.
What's in that bottle?
Mineral water.
Bill, we go back a long way. You don't have to hide things from me. You're real, aren't you?
Dennis, there are people who do not spend every lunch hour in a pub.
Yeah, but you've never been one of them.
I'm just giving my body a rest, cutting down a bit.
Why?
Have you ever heard of abstinence, Dennis?
I've heard of it, yes, but I've been no good at it.
You seem to be an expert at abstinence from work. Your tools are all over our house.
I've been looking for you to explain.
Did you try my home, my office, really tricky places like that?
I thought you'd come into Richard's wine bar. I've been in there every day.
That must have been a sacrifice for you.
Working.
Did I hear right?
Richard gave me a job.
But he hates you.
Not anymore, mate. I helped him out of a spot of bother.
He needed a gorillagram in a hurry.
Some of those Nancy boys from the city came in drunk as dingoes. Got riled because Richard didn't have slices of lime for their lager.
Was there a fight?
One of them threw a drink at Richard. That's when I got mad.
Well, Richard's a nice bloke.
It was my drink.
He knew not what he did.
Things got ugly.
Did Richard throw them out?
Richard told them that if they did that again, he'd have to charge them full price in happy hour.
Frightened them to death, did he?
I asked them if they recognised me.
As what?
The Doom Lord from Oz. And I happened to have the cutting of me as the hunk of the month from the Mullumbimby Monitor.
Not that again.
Oh, that scared them. They couldn't leave fast enough. Said they thought it was a straight pub. Don't they know the difference between a straight pub and a wine bar?
Obviously not.
Anyway, Richard was so grateful he offered me a job.
And you've been too busy to get in touch.
Oh, Bill, I promise I'll pick the gear up soon.
Faith wants dates and times. Soon is not good enough.
Come and have a drink. We'll talk about it.
My lunch hour is over.
Yeah, so's mine. I just came out to pick up some avocados for Richard. Guess what I had for lunch? Steak tornadoes with Duchesse potatoes and broccoli florets.
It's fascinating. Well, Dennis, I've got to get back to work.
Are you going to leave that sandwich?
Are these for table six?
Yes, right, thanks. Can I tempt you, Liza?
I trust we are discussing terrine de foie de volaille.
You have such refined taste. I want you to be absolutely honest with me.
That shirt's rather lurid.
About the food?
I'm not keen on chicken liver pate, Richard, but I haven't come in to dine.
I've got asparagus, just for you.
I just had to get out of the office. It's so demanding being an editor.
I know.
Oh, yes, of course you do. It'd be so much easier if everyone didn't keep asking me ridiculous questions.
What questions?
Oh, you know. What picture do I want on the cover?
It has traditionally been an editor's task to decide, I'm afraid.
Well, it's tiresome.
Then let me soothe your brow in my humble hostelry. I've got a rather fine Australian chardonnay.
Please don't talk to me about Australia. It reminds me of Dennis.
Have you seen him?
Not since I flung him out of my flat last week. He turned up drunk in the middle of a photo session.
Oh, yes. I heard about that.
Richard, it wasn't funny. He manhandled me in front of the Queen's cousin.
I know how you hate to be mauled.
He is utterly coarse.
But he's a good barman.
He's not working here.
He helped me out when we had some trouble. He's very strong.
That usually goes with silent.
Good night.
Unfortunately, Dennis is the strong and noisy type.
Richard, I've got the veggies, mate.
Avocados are hardly veg, Dennis.
As you like, Bill, you're looking luscious.
If you touch me, you will never sing Waltzing Matilda again, at least not as a baritone.
Ah, we always have to go through this ritual until she melts in my arms. Did she give you the same trouble, Richard?
Not as I remember it.
Can I get you a beer, sweetheart? Loosen you up a little. You look as if you've got spiders in your tights.
I was thinking of leaving, and you have hastened my decision.
Guess who I just saw sitting alone in the park?
Someone who just moved away from you.
Bill!
I haven't seen him for days. Why hasn't he been in?
Said he was practising abstinence, whatever that means.
Is he feeling all right?
If you ask me, Faith's probably made him cut down on spending. They're having building work done, you know.
Separate bedroom?
Taking a wall down.
You seem to know a lot about it.
Bill was talking about it, that's all. Richard, could I have a day off tomorrow, mate?
But you only started yesterday.
You mean he's worked a whole day?
What do you want the whole day off for?
Got a bit of business to sort out.
You're not moonlighting, are you?
Would I? I've got to sign some papers. Just heard I've come into a small inheritance.
How small?
Oh, only a few thousand acres of Australia. Backyard, really.
Oh, quite.
My late uncle left it to me. It's a vineyard, the Chardonnay grape, I believe. Whatever that means.
You've inherited a vineyard?
I prefer beer myself, but someone's got to take it on.
Is there a house attached?
Just writing you a note. I'm off in a minute.
Oh, work?
Then I'm going to have my legs waxed. It's Bill's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, is that his present?
I mean, well, you know, don't say anything to him about the fact that it's his birthday, though, will you?
What did you tell me for, then?
Well, because I don't want any arguments. Just be nice to him.
I always am.
Don't spend hours in the bathroom.
Oh, look, I'll just stay in bed. I'll keep out of his way, and it's not as if I've got to get up early.
Any luck job hunting?
No.
He'll get something soon, Hannah. Got enough qualifications.
Yeah, they're no good. What I need is GCSE in filing or A-level shelf stacking.
Joe's got a job of sorts.
Has he?
Commission only, door-to-door selling.
Oh, doesn't he know what they're like?
I think you should tell him, Hannah.
Oh, let him find out for himself.
How much did you make on that commission-only job last summer?
Can't remember.
Not enough for the train fare, is the answer.
Oh, he'll learn soon enough.
He's got such high hopes, though.
Oh, look, could we forget about Joe for a minute? I rang Kevin this morning.
Kevin who?
Kevin, my boyfriend, to use terms you'd understand.
I thought you'd forgotten all about him.
No, I'm not that fickle.
You haven't mentioned him for ages.
Well, there wasn't much to say. He was just finishing his exam, so I was keeping out of his way.
Oh, so what's he doing now?
Well, he's decided to take a year out from university too.
My God, it's infectious.
And we thought it would be good to maybe travel around the world together.
Great idea. What are you going to do for money?
Well, we thought we'd need to work for a few months, so as his family are all in Cumbria, it would be sensible if he came down here.
Well, it'd be nice to see him again.
And he could stay with us.
In this house?
In my room.
With you?
Yes.
Sleeping together?
Like proper grown-ups?
Certainly not.
Oh, why not, Mum?
Why should I condone my daughter sleeping with someone I hardly know in my house?
I know him, and anyway, you know I slept with Kevin at Liverpool.
But, yeah, but that was different.
Why? Because it was 200 miles away?
Yes.
Oh, that's very understanding,
look,
isn't it?
Look, this is my house, and I decide who sleeps in it and with whom. Now I must go.
Well, it's my house as well, and I am an adult.
Oh, you think this is adult behaviour, do you?
Of course it is. People sleep together, Mum. Look at you and Bill.
That's quite different.
Why is it different?
But Bill and I have an established relationship. We are permanent.
Not according to the rows I've heard.
You and Kevin have hardly been together 5 minutes. Next week you could be in love with someone else and you'd want to move him as well.
Well, that's not a very flattering assessment of my moral character.
It's realistic. You're young, Hannah. Kevin isn't likely to be your partner for life, is he?
I'll never know if he's not allowed into my bedroom, will I?
Look, I don't care what you do in Liverpool.
Oh, yes, you do. You made a flaming great fuss in Liverpool.
I don't want to hear another word about it.
I take it that means no.
Damn right.
So we can't come down, then?
I didn't say that, but while Kevin's in this house, he can use the inflatable mattress.
What's wrong with the put you up?
Because by the time he's blown up the inflatable mattress, he won't have the energy to creep along to your room. I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Well, if you are not comfortable, then I am not comfortable, my love. Any letters or anything?
I just don't want my daughter sharing a room with her boyfriend in this house, and that's final.
Right. Has the parcel post come?
No, it hasn't. Well, don't you agree?
I thought you said that was final.
I did, but I'd like to hear your views.
So you can shoot them down in flames?
No, I'm perfectly calm. I'm listening.
Have Interflora called at all?
No, flaming Interflora haven't called. Bill, are you listening to me?
Hanging on your every outburst, as always.
Morning, Bill. Morning, Mum.
Hello, Hannah. Where have you been?
Oh, I stayed the night with Caroline.
Back early?
Yeah, she had to go to work. At least she's got a job.
There were a couple of calls for you last night. Andrew rang. Justine's down from Sheffield till Thursday, and then a letter from Kevin.
Oh, thanks.
Hannah, you didn't notice if there was anything on the doorstep, did you?
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Anything in cellophane?
Oh, I'm sure she would have spotted it.
Oh, now, let me think. Oh, yes, there was Mum's wellies and a milk bottle. Do I get the star prize?
Well, I just wondered. I'll just go and check.
Well, I'm going to have a bath. Caroline's sofa bed's really uncomfortable. I've got rotten backache.
I'm not sure if Joe's out of the bathroom yet.
You mean he's actually gone in there voluntarily?
Now he's working, he's taking more care of his personal hygiene.
Oh, I still think you should keep his towel separate from the rest of the family.
I do. It stands up by itself.
Unlike him. Oh, how did he break his leg again?
He hasn't.
But I saw him in Regent Road yesterday afternoon with his leg in plaster.
Don't be so ridiculous.
I'm not. An old lady was helping him across the road.
There'll probably be something in the second post.
Bill, Hannah says she saw Joe yesterday wearing his plaster cast.
Did you talk to him?
I was on the bus.
It must have been someone else.
It wasn't, believe me. I know my brother, the one with the Spurs scarf and the Spurs brain.
Certainly sounds like him.
I'm off then.
There you are. You see, you were wrong, Hannah. He's got two perfectly good legs.
You're having the usual sensible conversations, I see.
How did you get on in Regent Road, Joe?
Oh, okay. Two people booked appointments for a carpet shampoo. How did you know I was there?
I saw you.
Hannah said you had your leg back in plaster.
Did she?
What's in the bag, Joe?
Oh, you know, things.
Quite big things by the look of it.
You're not still carrying that plaster around, are you?
Of course he is, Mum. He's still wearing it.
What?
I'm in a dog-eat-dog business, Mum. You have to have an eye on the main chance.
Or a leg.
Barry put some hinges on the plaster for me.
Are you serious?
Then I can just clip it on when I start knocking on doors.
And they're unlikely to kick you back down the steps.
Even better. Already they feel sympathy for this poor, injured, fresh-faced young man.
Con man.
Who's still trying to earn an honest...
Honest?
Honest living in a cruel world. I just tell them I'm having a hard time, but I'm determined not to take time off work, and there you go.
Sign on the dotted line.
What can he be had up for? He must be able to be had up for something.
The cover-up?
It's simple economics.
Being economical with the truth.
I did have my leg in plaster.
But you haven't any more.
Except during office hours.
Gotta go. Catch you later.
There are times when he reminds me of Dennis.
Oh, please don't say that.
Oh, have you seen him lately at all?
Saw him yesterday, actually.
Is he coming back to collect his stuff?
Where did you see him?
He's working for Richard in the wine bar.
Working? You use the term loosely, I imagine.
How did he look?
More like Dennis.
Hannah thinks Liza is giving Dennis a hard time.
She is.
You see? Dennis is a simple man.
I'd agree with that.
He can't cope with Liza. She'll hurt him. I can see it coming.
Why all this interest in Dennis?
Oh, you usually find that when someone's got their own love life running smoothly, they start meddling in everyone else's.
You're a bit young to be in agony, aren't Hannah?
She's not listening, Bill. Letter from Kevin. You used to write me love letters.
I wrote you one. I'd had half a bottle of Glenfiddich and was not in full control of my emotion.
Look, Kevin's written Hannah pages.
Oh, just going to have a bath.
Hannah, just a sec. Now, Bill and I have been talking about Kevin coming down and we've both agreed...
I haven't agreed.
...that we don't want him to share your bedroom. You can do what you like in Liverpool, but under this roof, you do what I like.
And what we like?
What we like. Is that clear?
Yeah, OK, fine. See you later.
I thought you said you'd been arguing with Hannah about this all day yesterday.
Miss Kevin, something's happened. I'd better find out.
Hang on. Could we just have one morning when the emotional crises of your offspring don't take precedence?
Over what?
Is the breakfast in the oven?
What breakfast?
I thought you might have cooked something special.
What for?
Well, you know what today is.
Of course I do.
Good.
It's the vernal equinox.
Now, Dennis. Sit down and tell me all about your vineyard.
I shouldn't really be doing this, Liza. I should be working.
Surely you don't need to work now that you're a wealthy landowner.
Richard gave me a job when I needed it.
And now you don't.
Yeah, I don't intend to let him down yet.
Well, everyone has to have lunch.
Yeah, but I'm supposed to be serving it.
You have. To me.
And how is the stuffed avocado?
Interesting.
I stuffed it myself.
How kind.
Richard doesn't look too thrilled with me.
That has nothing to do with your avocados. He's jealous, that's all.
You're not using me, are you, Liza?
In what way?
I'm a proud man. I'd like to know that you want me for myself.
I'm sure you would.
Not just because you...
Come into money? Of course not.
Not just because you want to make Richard jealous.
Richard means nothing to me.
Well, you obviously still mean something to him. He's not smiling.
He has trouble expressing his emotions.
Unlike me.
Dennis... Put your hands back on the table.
Let's take the rest of the day off and go back to your place.
Another time. I have to go back to work this afternoon.
I've always been attracted to powerful women. My first wife was a traffic warden.
Will she be entitled to a share in this inheritance?
Oh, certainly not. We divorced a long time ago.
Splendid. Now tell me, is your vineyard very isolated?
We have to make our own amusements.
Is there a decent health studio within walking distance?
Dennis?
Chris, what the hell brings you here, mate?
I came to find you. Sorry to interrupt.
Ferrari.
This is Liza, Chris. We're crazy about each other.
You're a lucky man, then.
He is rather, isn't he?
Ah, sit down, Chris. Have a drink.
You're a friend of Dennis's, are you?
Liza, I'm sorry. I should have explained. Chris is my kid brother.
But... He's English.
We were separated soon after we were born.
Our parents died.
Divorced.
Divorced?
Yes.
And I came to live with one of them.
Our mother.
Our mother. In England.
We only met again recently when the will was read.
Oh, and that's why I'm here. I need you to sign some papers.
Ooh, how intriguing.
What are they for?
Oh, just a few formalities.
Before I become a wine grower.
Ah, yes. There's just one tiny problem.
Oh. It's all a mistake, isn't it? The bill, please, Richard.
No, it's not a mistake. We've just discovered a codicil in the will. It means he doesn't inherit until he's 35.
Really? And how long is that?
You mean I have to wait a whole year before I become a rich man? Oh, that is a blow.
Hannah, what are you doing?
Just chalking up the lunch special.
Why?
I'm working here.
Since when?
This morning.
What for?
To earn some money. That's a dumb question.
Well, couldn't you have worked somewhere else?
I couldn't get a job anywhere else, could I? Anyway, what does it matter to you?
I might want to come here for a drink now and then.
And you think I'll tell Mum what you get up to?
I don't get up to anything.
Well then, what's the problem?
Wine bars and pubs should be separate from...
The hassle of family life?
Yes, they should. I like the anonymity.
But you know Richard and Dennis, so what's the difference?
Does your mother know you're working here?
She'll be pleased.
You think so?
Look, do you want an argument or are you going to come in for a drink?
Neither. I want Dennis.
I'll get you a drink anyway, as it's your birthday.
Who said it was my birthday?
Are you denying it?
No.
Well, it's all right. Mum told me you don't want any fuss. I shan't tell anyone. Bottle of lager? Back in an instant, sir. Phil!
Been lured back by the convivial company?
No, I'm looking for him.
How you doing, mate?
This is Dennis's brother, Chris.
Really?
I'm just off. Nice to meet you. Bill, is it?
It is, yes.
I'll walk you back to work, Liza. I'll wait outside.
I must get back to the office.
You must?
I have a meeting.
I'm impressed.
With my astrologer.
I'm not impressed anymore.
Mars is close to Saturn in my opposite sign of Aquarius.
You don't say.
Could you call into my office before you leave tonight?
I'm just off to the printers.
On your way back,
then? I'm just going to go straight home. Can't we talk about it now?
No, we can't. You haven't got to rush home for anything special, have you?
No, I haven't, actually. All right, I'll see you later.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Didn't expect to see you in here, Bill.
Obviously not.
You said you wouldn't be coming in for a while.
And you were banking on that, were you?
Hello, Dennis.
Oh, hello, Hannah. Well, must be getting back to work, Bill. Richard is steaming.
Your brother, was it?
Nice guy, don't you think?
Would you like a coffee, Dennis?
No, thanks.
Odd you haven't mentioned him before. He looks familiar.
I will have that coffee, Hannah. Thanks.
It's a pleasure. I'll get the phone.
Hello, Harpo's.
Is Bill McGregor there by any chance?
Who's calling?
Faith Grayshot.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hannah? What the hell are you doing there?
I'm working for Richard. I just walked in and he hired me.
As what?
A barmaid and waitress.
Have you any idea of the dangers to young girls of working in bars?
Yeah, I'm coming. Mum, don't start.
Well, quite apart from the fact that you'll be working till all hours.
Well, I expect Dennis will give me a lift home if I ask him.
Dennis? Oh, yes, of course, Dennis.
He'll keep an eye on me.
I bet he will. You get all sorts, you know, in bars. You have to be careful.
Yes, Mum.
Don't talk to any strange men.
Mum, I'm a waitress.
Don't wear your skirts too short.
Yes, I'm coming. No, Mum.
Don't smile too much, just enough to be civil.
Yes, Mum.
Well, Hannah, you see, people get the wrong ideas after a few drinks. I remember when I worked at the Castle Tea Rooms in my holidays. Do you know, there was a bloke there I had to beat off with the menu.
Your brother reminds me of someone.
Does he?
He looks remarkably like Derek Metcalf.
Derek Metcalf.
He's cribbage down the Black Lion with me and you. Has done for 5 years.
Yeah, all right, Bill, it is, Derek.
I know it is.
Yeah, great to help me out.
Doing what?
Well, you know I've inherited this vineyard.
The truth, Dennis.
Yeah, okay, I told Liza I'd inherited a vineyard. I knew she wouldn't look at me unless I came into money.
At least you've got no illusions about her.
So I asked Derek to pretend to be my kid brother and tell Liza I'd have to wait a year to claim my inheritance.
Which gives you 12 cosy months to get your feet under Liza's table before you have to think of something else.
By then she'll be so devoted to me that money won't come into it.
Forget what I just said. You don't know it at all.
I'm desperate, Bill.
You must be.
You won't tell Liza about Derek, will you?
It's very underhand.
Oh, Bill, mate, please don't. Look, what can I do for you? Just name it.
Got any money?
Blackmail's an ugly word.
I agree. What's that got to do with it?
Look, this is all the money I've got in the world. You're welcome to it, but please, Bill, don't come back in a month's time and ask for more.
Dennis, try not to judge everyone else by your own standards. I just want 20 pence for the phone. Come here.
You're not going to phone the police?
As good as.
Bill, phone. It's Mum for you.
You are always lucky, Dennis. You've even saved 20 pence.
I must get back to work.
Don't move.
Bill?
Faith, it's me. Dennis is beside me, and he has something to say to you.
Hello, Faith. We must have a drink sometime.
What?
Tell Faith you're going straight over after work to remove all your rubbish.
Faith, I'm coming straight over after work to remove my rubbish.
It's not convenient.
She says it's not convenient.
Give me the phone. Faith, I've got him pinned down to a definite time. Why isn't it convenient?
I've got something planned.
Well, can't it wait?
Well, perhaps it can, although I think if it waited, it would be rather pointless.
Why? What is it?
I'm taking you to the Savoy for your birthday. It's a surprise where it was going to be, but I know you hate surprises, so I've been trying to track you down to tell you.
I see.
Oh, don't tell me you don't want to do that either. How can anyone object to a night at the Savoy?
It sounds wonderful.
Oh, good.
Are we having jelly and ice cream?
Do you need me any more, Bill?
Dennis.
Is he still there?
Yes, he is.
Let me speak to him.
My pleasure.
Here I am, Faith. What can I do for you?
You can get over here tomorrow night and move this stuff, or I will return your ladder to you in a manner you might find surprising.
And painful?
I'm glad we understand each other. Put Bill back on.
Right. I'll see you tonight, Faith.
Bill, what do you think of Hannah getting this job?
I was going to ask you something similar.
Does she seem all right to you?
She's coping very well.
I suppose at least she's taken her mind off Kevin. How dare he chuck her?
I think it just ran its natural course. These student love affairs rarely last.
Unlike more mature passions.
I think I should warn you that I'm having a hard day and I want a quiet night.
Oh, I can't promise that. The court comes out of my champagne at 6:10 as you walk through the door. Don't be late.
fine.
Right, I'll get you a drink then, Bill.
No, I'm off, Dennis. I'm late for the printers and Faith's booked us in at the Savoy tonight.
Oh, well, that's messed things up, hasn't it? You could have had a game of darts and a few beers with me.
Liza? Oh, brilliant. I break my neck to get here and she's gone.
Bill?
Where are you?
In here, darling.
Why didn't you answer your phone?
Have you been trying to ring?
I'm very sorry, but I can't stop. I'm late already. What's the matter with the lights?
Surprise!
Happy birthday, darling.
Oh, my God.
We've all got together to help you celebrate. Open the champagne, Marcus.
I don't want it.
I know you don't mean that.
I do, Liza. What's all this for?
It's your birthday.
I know.
Did I ever forget?
Yes.
Well, this year I didn't. In fact, it was my astrologer who reminded me. We were discussing compatible partners.
Mine is waiting for me.
And I thought, poor Bill.
Didn't it occur to you that I might have made other plans?
No, frankly.
Typical.
You said you didn't have to rush home for anything.
I didn't at the time.
And I thought, how sad. We used to have such fun.
You had such fun.
I love giving parties.
Thank you. Well, give this to someone else.
Please, Bill. People are here to drink your health. Duncan, the managing director's popping in later.
Later?
I think it's very kind of him to pop in at all. There's no need to be ungracious.
Liza, I have made other arrangements. At least Faith has made other arrangements.
Yes, but surely this is more fun than shepherd's pie and a bottle of blue nun.
What?
I presume she's slipped into a quilted housecoat and is planning a memorable evening in front of the boiler.
Not at all.
Here comes the cake.
That's not a cake. Is it? Who's inside it?
Oh, that's Miss Dysart. She's awfully versatile, isn't she? If only she didn't have thighs like a three-week-old Satsuma, she might have a future in the performing arts.
I must go.
Don't be ridiculous. Ready, everybody?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And here are your presents.
Happy birthday, dear
Bill. Happy birthday to you.
In episode 4 of Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, James Bolam played Bill, Linda Bellingham, Faith, Belinda Lang was Liza, Julia Sawala, Hannah, Mark Denham, Joe, Jeffrey Whitehead, Richard, Brian Bowles, Dennis, and Peter Gunn, Chris. Second Thoughts was produced by Paul Schlesinger.